Good morning. The time is 11:29 a.m. I am Razor.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
He's back, baby. Damian Lillard is back to play with the Portland Trailblazers. The Trailblazers first drafted Lillard back in October 21st of 2012. Then in September of 2023, he was traded for the Milwaukee Bucks. According to KGW, he had suffered injuries that led him to sit out for the upcoming 2025-2026 season in hopes to heal his torn Achilles tendon. He had gained last game. The plan for him to return to the court and for Portland is the following season. It's good to have you back, Damian.
After 2 years of construction, the Albina Library will be reopening tomorrow, says Multnomah County Library. The library is almost four times larger now, at a total of 30,000 square feet. This is the largest new library to open since the Central Library in 1913, and it's the second largest library in the county. But as one opens, another closes. Thankfully, for not nearly as long. The Hollywood Library will be closed for refreshing on the 21st and will be opening back up late 2025 or early 2026.
Local youth lines shut down, but working advocates fight to push back. According to KGW, the Press 3 opinion was introduced in 2022, connecting LGBTQ callers under 25 with trained counselors who had specific experiences supporting the queer and trans community. As of recently, the federal government is trying to shut down specialized crisis lines that serve the LGBTQ youth through the National 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Greg Border, the chief clinical officer at Lines for Life, says, and I quote, "Now with specialized services gone, they expect to handle more calls from LGBTQ youths in crisis," end quote. The rate of suicide among LGBTQ youth who have called the Lifeline a critical life-saving resource. According to the lawmakers, the LGBTQ subnetwork fielded over 600,000 crisis contacts in just 2024 alone.
The Oregonian released its Reader's Choice Award for the five best ice cream shops in Portland. In fifth place is a classic shop many of us have heard of, Salt and Straw. Fourth place, Pinalo Gelato, and with one reader saying, "I feel like I'm on vacation when I'm in their shops." In third is Cloud City. Readers say, alongside the great flavors, they love the dairy and vegan options. In second, Luna's Ice Cream. The husband and wife who run the shop name it after their dog, Luna, and they sell ice cream for your dog. And in first is Cream Northwest, with their most notable aspects being that they make waffle cones fresh when you order, and that they don't use any artificial colors or flavors. And I know I'm going to be trying some of these ice cream shops over the summer.
Me too. This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Razor.
And I'm Grady. Stay tuned for your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Interviewing for a job can be stressful. You want to answer the interviewer's questions without forgetting something, saying something that sounds silly, or looking nervous. You may perform better in an interview by just knowing what to expect. During a job interview, you can expect to answer questions about your training or experience and how it relates to the job. You may need to explain how your skills make you a good candidate for the job. Some interviewers will ask questions about you. They may leave it open-ended, such as, "Tell me about yourself." And others may be more specific, such as, "What are your hobbies?" Be sure to relate your answer to the job. Don't respond with, "What do you want to know?" Instead, talk about how you work well with others, how you are always prompt and courteous. If you practice these answers, you'll be ready for the common interview questions. Your career, your choice. A service of WorkSource Oregon Employment Department. For more information, visit our website at workinginoregon.org.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Oregon. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Rob!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Portland weather. forecast for today is cloudy with a high of 86 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear with an overnight low of 56. Tomorrow, expect sun with a high of 81 degrees. On Sunday, it should be partially sunny with a high of 78 degrees. And currently, it is clear and 72 degrees in the Rose City. And it looks like we have a call-in.
Hey, I'm calling about the theme. It's blue.
Thanks.
Yes, correct. It is blue. Thank you so much for calling in. And next up, we have My Chemical Romances. Welcome to the Black Parade.